First of all, in terms of how the parish is prepared to go forward this week, because this is an evolving situation, so we very well may have a different set of circumstances. We have a plan. If we're limited in terms of the number of people that can be at Mass, we have a plan to do multiple Masses, one here, one in the hall, one in the pack, within those limits. So that's one. If the bishop decides, and only the bishop can decide to suspend the celebration, the public celebration of Mass, if he decides to do that, this is our plan, which is we're going to do this anyway. Starting next week at the 5:30 Mass, we're going to be live streaming that Mass so that there is a way of just of connecting with the community here, not just watching EWTN and watching the Mass there, but although that's fine too, but you'll get the homily, you'll get news about the parish. That live stream will be available throughout the weekend, so you'll be able to, at any point, if that's been canceled. I'm with the working with the deacons and the priests, and if there are those of you who would like to be extraordinary ministers of Holy Communion who receive special training, we would go out to the neighborhoods. You know, like, I'll give you an example, like in my neighborhood where Belvedere, there's a big green area. What I would basically do is send out a blast email that at 5 o'clock on Thursday, I'm going to be there, come out to the big green area, we'll say a confiteor, we'll say an Our Father, I'll give communion for those of you who can't come to Mass, okay? So we're looking to do something like that as well. Probably not on Monday, but sometime during the week, and we'll listen to the blast emails for it, we're going to probably after the 12:15 Mass, and we'll always have daily Mass, because you can spread out here for daily Mass, but we'll have the Blessed Sacrament exposed on the altar so that people can come here and pray. Pope Francis did something fairly extraordinary. The Italian bishops voted to close all the churches in Rome, and he was apparently not particularly happy with that, and he called the Italian bishops in, and within 24 hours, they're still closed for Mass, but the churches are open for people to go and pray. Because with stuff like going on, we can keep our distance from one another, but we absolutely need to pray. Please look at things like the penance service. We'll probably not have the service, but I'll probably invite priests to be around so people can go to confession. The whole point is this, is the church needs to be there for people when they're going through difficult times. And so it's not a matter of just closing everything down. Because Pope Francis said this, if the church forgets people in their need, the people will forget the church. Those are some of the things that are happening. So please kind of look at the website, look at these blast emails. Again, we are going to do nothing that puts people in danger. If you wanted to spread out even a little bit more and go to the empty sections, I know no one ever sits over there, but if you want to do that, that's great as well. A couple of other announcements then. We are going to still have Easter, and this weekend we're beginning to accept donations for Easter flowers in memory of your loved ones. These flowers will be used to decorate the worship center here and also the parish hall for the Easter Triduum and Easter Sunday liturgies. The suggested donation is $20, and you can make your checks payable to the Church of the Incarnation, but there are sign-up sheets out in the narthex. Stations of the Cross will still happen, again, at 6 o'clock here. Parish directories are in the office, and there's not a lot of people here. We still, as a parish, still rely on your contributions. So if it comes to the point where you can't come to Mass, we'd ask you to investigate things like electronic funds transfers or texting to give, and there'll be more information about that in the bulletin as well if you wanted to do that. I still have to pay our Patrick's over there and John's over here. They're very interested in getting paid. So, please stand.